We had, at the end of the last mission of the last perek, we had the din that Sofek Negoim is generally Tohar, with the exception of two cases. The last mission of the previous perek ends with the famous case of its Sofek Beheris Kodma Lesir Lovan, in that case, it's Tomei. We had the Gemurin of the Mitzvah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins its Tohar. Nevertheless, the Tanakam here in the Mishnah, the Rambam in the Yad, paskin Tomei. And then the first Mishnah in our Perek, where it mentions a case that again, it starts called Sofek Negoim Tohar, Chutz Mizeh V'Yodacher, Mizeh meaning the previous mission in the last perek, and the additional one, a person had a Beheres Kegris, and he was Musker. This was a Beheres Kegris, and see what happens with it. And at the end of the week, it's Gesela. So Sofek Shehihi, it's a Sofek, whether it's the same gris and a grudu biyasela, and Sofek Shacheris Botachta, and such a Sofek is Tomei. And we said at the time that there was probably a strong possibility that it was unusual that a gris grew to a sela in the course of a week. However, a new type of tsaras, or a new manifestation of tsaras, a new type of arbasar, beheris, could start out in the course of that time as a gris. So we're not sure if this is a pisoyon, or it's simply a new one which requires hezger, whether there's haklet over here, hezger, and the mishnah will be the suffix here is paskin letuma, and we have haklota. Our Mishnah at the end now, we're going to be doing Dalet and Hay, which is the final two Mishnayos in Perek Hay, and slowly, Baruch Hashem, we're moving along. Kol Sofek Negoim Betchila, before the person is Mukhlat, Tohar, if there's any Sofek in the Nega, the person is Tohar to begin with. Before there's a achlot, until he's found to be a mitzora muchlot. Mishinizkak latuma sveiko tame. However, once he's muchlot, any safek is to his status afterwards is tame. Ketzad shnayim shabo etzel kohen. Two men came before a kohen. Bezeh beheres kegris. One had a beheres kegris. Ubezeh kaselah. One had a beheris that was the size of a sela, substantially larger than the gris. Now, besov shvua bezek kaselu bezek kasela. At the end of the week, each one had kasela. So ve'in yodua be'ezem mihen pasa. And the kohen, and probably the men got confused themselves as to which one had the sela, which one had the gris. Now, the one who had the gris, it was definitely it was pisoyon, so at the end of the week he would be muchlot, but he wasn't muchlot yet. And the other one who had gesela, it remained as it was and just requires another week of hezger. We don't know now. The kohen got confused, the men got confused. We don't know which one be ezem hen posa, and this then applies ben be ish echad also. If a person had two patches, and one was a sela, and one was kegris, and at the end of the week they're both gesela, bein b'ish echad. So again, one of them is pisoyon, and it'd be tamei muchlot, and one of them would just be musker. And we say bin bi ishechad. The Rav says afugav the man of shoch yeshbo beherisacha sheporach. One of the two grisim, one of the two tsarasim that he had, one of them certainly grew. So he's a person with the tzaras that was out of the pisoyon, right? So definitely there was pisoyon. So also shetchiloso kegris, the one that was originally a gris became a selah. So and the vahoya ruel lachlito, really, he should be muchlat. The kohen should be maklit him. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, the Rav says this is a scriptural decree that the Kohen has to know exactly what over which nega he's a machlit person. If it spreads to his skin, the Kohen is metamihem es hanega, oso es hanega. So it says, es hanega, the nega, havadai, hu mitame, v'enu mitame, es hanega, sheyesh bo sofek. So it's a nega that's vadai, that he's mitame, only if he knows for sure which exactly, which nega, which spot grew, he's mitame, v'en he's not mitame, a nega, sheyesh bo sofek. Well, he's not sure which one. So even in one person, where one certainly is a nega, but he doesn't know which one, so he can't metami him. So again, the Kosov says, "Vim posop tipse ba'or, but timi hakoin oso." So the Tosos Yemta points out that the Rash, the Meforish and the Mishnayos, the Rish and the Rash, points out that even though the posuk is speaking about pisoyon, that it applies also that. The oso refers to the nega. That even though the Kosov Arash, the Afogav, the high krua be pisoyon ksiv, that pisoyon is mentioned in the krua, not in the pasuk, and not the types of simoni nega, who adin besir lovin. The same thing would apply to besir lovin, as it says in the Tosefta, beheres kachatzi gris ubosh de saros. And there were two saros in the chatzi gris. No, the beheres chatzi gris or bosh de saros. V'chein. This is an emendation inside. Ubitzef the perik beis harizula hachli. Toa ve'en yodeya elu shehafchu ve'elu shekadmu. He doesn't know which, if he doesn't know which hairs were turned by the white and which hairs were there before the white, if the kohen doesn't know, so tohar. The tzorik sheyeda be'ezes saros hu machlito. He has to know over which hairs he's machlit him. Adkan, that's the language of the Rash. And the Tosfos Yom Tov says v'chein hetik Rambam so perik zayin michlus tumas saras. So we saw the Rav brings down the pasuk from pisoyon. The Rash extends it to also to saros, the hairs. If there's a sofek, which one is the hair that came first, and which one is the hair that came afterwards? So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, "V'nirim kain duadin nami b'michya." The same thing would apply in the case of a michya. If there was grounds for a suffix between two of them, and you didn't know which one was which, that it would be the person would not be muchlat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says now, so the Tanna Kama says, Bein b'ish echad, where there's vadai, one that was poise, one certainly grew, Bein b'shnei anoshim, where one person should be musker, but he's not tameh, he's not muchlat, nevertheless he's tahar. Rabbi Omer, b'ish echad tameh, Rabbi Akiva says, since there's certainly perforce one that's tameh, that's enough for us to say that this person we know for sure is tameh. Ubishne anashim tohar, but by two people where one is certainly tohar, then in such a case we say tohar. And the Rav points out the halach is not like Rabbi Akiva. The halach is like the Tanna Kama. Mishnehe, mishenisik l'tuma. One say mitzora is mukhla, so sveiko tami. Any suffix that arises now in terms of being mitarehim is. Any suffix is tummy. He remains with his chazoka that he's tummy. Ketzad. What would be a case? Shnayim shibawetzel kohen. Two mitzoroim come before a kohen. Bezeh beheres kegris ubeze kesela. One had a beheres the size of a gris, and one had a beheres the size of a sela. At the end of the week, beze kesela v'od, beze kesela v'od. Each one had more than a sela, so each one had a pisoyon. The one who was a sela had a sela v'od, he had a pisoyon. And the one who had a gris certainly had a pison. It went all the way, even though we said before that it's not wasn't too common. Nevertheless, it went to be became a sela. So shneimer tameim. Even though one should only be musker, the one who was Let me just begin the mission again. Mishnizkik l'tuma sveiko tamei. Ketzad shnayim shebo etzel kohen. Two men came with tzoroim came before a kohen. This one had a beheres kegris bezer kesela, and this one had a sela besov shua at the end of a week where pisoyon is applicable. So bezer kesela v'od bezer kesela v'od. So they're both. They should both be muchlatim at the end of a week. So they're both muchlat. That's where you get the Mishniska Kuma. They're both muchlatim. They both had pisoyon after a week. So shneim tameim. Now, afal pisha chazru lios kesela. Now, at the end of the next week, when the kohen comes back, if the kohen comes back, because there's a muchlat, they both turn back to the size of a sela. So the one who originally was a sela, he lost his pisoyon already, so he should become tahar. The one who had kegris, he still has a pisoyon. So again, so afal pi shechazru lios kesela, both of them, a keselu kesela, shneim tameim, even though the one who had kesela, he might be musker if there's another week left, or he might be tahar. Nevertheless, we don't know which one is which, and it's possible that the one who had the kegris originally, he still has a pisoyon, because it's a selah still a pisoyon and a gris. So shneim tameim. So they're both tame because they both now were muchlatim. When they first were seen, each one had a sela v'od. Chagzru lios kegris. The only way to metahir them is if they both become the size of a gris, because the first one had a gris and the gris grew and had a pisoyon to a sela, and the second one goes back to a gris. So they know for sure that both of them, any pisoyon went is gone. They're now a kesela. It's a gris. Achiyaksu lios kegris. Zehu she'amrus. This is what the chachamim said. Mishinizkak l'tuma sveiko tomei. Once a mitzora is muchlat, he's a mitzora muchlat, he had a pisoyon, and it gets mixed up with another mitzora, and we don't know which one is musker now, which one is muchlat. So they're both muchlat still. Mishinizkak l'tuma sofek tomei. The sofek is tomei.